Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Matter. It'll just make the final margin five.
Scottie Scheffler wins in a runaway in the showdown at Charlotte.
Jim Nantz on the call. Scheffler led by six, gave it all back, and then nearly won by six, which is kind of crazy. And I wonder how many, you know, fringe golf fans out there thought, wait, Scheffler had only won the Masters to this point? He's the best golfer.
We said that yesterday.
Right? Like,
he won the PG. No, the U.S.
Only the Masters.
Wow, okay.
Now he's got two of the career Grand Slam wins. Brian Koziel joining us on the Western Hotline to recap the PGA Championship with us. Brian, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, good. It was, you know, it's funny. The arc of a final round of a tournament, PGA Championship, is one of the four majors. And most recently, or whatever, had recently been here at Oak Hill. The thing I was thinking about that entire final round was, oh, we have a boring one. You can kind of tune it out. And when it got to even 3-2 and tied, the finishing stretch at Quail Hollow is incredible and could have provided incredible drama. But it got tied, and then Scotty pulled away, and Rahm fell apart, and everybody else fell apart. We never got that dramatic finish that we probably could have had anybody been in the mix because of the way that course finishes.
I agree. I mean, if you watch the broadcast at all this week, you know they refer to those last three holes as the Green Mile, 16, 17, 18, the hardest three scoring average holes-wise in terms of relation to par. On the regular PGA Tour, Quail Hollow does hold a regular PGA Tour stop. This year, it held the PGA instead. Last week, they moved what would be a normal stop at Quail Hollow to Philadelphia Cricket Club for that Truist Championship. It was the Wells Fargo Championship forever, but it just switched sponsors last year. But anyway, back to your point. Yeah, and then the two holes in front of that really challenging stretch is 14, 15. Those are really gettable holes, and there's a drivable par four in there. So I think that you can get some swings. And I know you and I mentioned this when we previewed it on Thursday. There's water involved in all those finishing stretch holes, plus the creek that runs through that ultimately, you know, did in John Rahm in the end, and also water on 17. So, I mean, there are some spots for swings. That's why I think we love the Masters so much, is because the back nine at Augusta provides swings, both good and bad. And, you know, that's what I think I like about what the PGA Championship is doing in terms of their setup, is that, hey, we know we got to create some excitement here, and getting change in the leaderboard is what draws people in. I mean, it did look like it was a runaway, and quickly it switched, and that was even on the front nine. But that back nine setup, it really could have made for something special there. And I guess the swing was that Rahm didn't handle it well, DeChambeau didn't handle it well, Norton didn't handle it well. Others, Adam Scott didn't handle it well, and Scheffler played it perfectly because as soon as he went to the back nine, he was in lockdown mode, and he just was tremendous.
Yeah, it's a case about, you know, the momentum of a tournament where it felt like Scheffler, it felt like Scheffler didn't really play well at all on the first, what, 10, 11 holes. And if somebody had been there, could have maybe built a lead. Instead, it was only Rahm, really, that started to mount a challenge and mount a charge. So Scheffler kind of had, you know, fewer competitors to kind of bat aside, as he ultimately did. But it's one of those spots, you know, Brian, we could talk about it with any sport, whether it's golf or it's hockey or it's the football and the Bills. Winning with potentially your B game, right? Winning when you're not at your best is the sign of a truly great team or truly a great, you know, in this case, a great golfer.
For sure. And, you know, Scheffler probably came into the day thinking, okay, I have a lead. I don't have to go out and shoot 65 to win this thing. And he had his highest score of the 4 days, but he didn't really need to do any more because guys were falling back. I mean, you know, who were guys that we thought maybe could catch him going in? I mean, Bryson was definitely a guy that I thought maybe could. And he shot 70, just too many iron mistakes. DeChambeau drove the ball incredibly yesterday, but couldn't take advantage of it with some of his approach shots. You know, some of the other players along the way that maybe made runs for a little bit, Davis Riley, JT Poston, you know, they kind of just up, down, up, down. Yeah, Rahm, to me, obviously, was the one that you thought had credibility, had the thought that, hey, he could get this done. And ultimately, in the end, he fell way back. I mean, you know, I know he was playing very aggressive on those final three holes, which is probably what you don't want to do, but he knew he had to because he was down at that point, and he ends up shooting 73. But yeah, I think Scheffler didn't have his best, but when he putts well, he's pretty good. He's very good because the rest of his game, from the tee shot all the way through the green, he's been the best in the world at it now for years. I love this stat that I heard yesterday because, to me, this shows something that Scheffler is good at that we all need to be good at in our golf game. It's called a bounce back stat. Yeah. After you make a bogey, what do you do next? And the PGA Tour average and the scoring average in this tournament itself. Oh, sorry, I shouldn't clump them together. The bounce back stat in this PGA Championship was 17%. What that means is, okay, you made a bogey or worse. Were you able to come back with birdie or better on the next hole? And in this tournament, for the rest of the field, it happened 17% of the time. For Scheffler, when he made a bogey or worse, 63% wow. Bounce back. He came back with a birdie or better on the next hole 63% of the time. So to me, that shows, hey,
at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Something's bad happening. How do I respond? He never let the wheels start coming off in any capacity because he always bounced back really, really well. So I love that stat. I love even how it's phrased. But Scheffler, anytime he even does make a mistake, he seems to be able to recover very quickly.
It felt like, Brian, that ended up being the story towards the end. I mean, you talked about Rahm getting really aggressive in the last final couple of holes that maybe skewed the score a little bit more than it would have been otherwise. But that par he gets on the par five, where he gets up in two, Scotty ends up in the same spot, chips it up and birdies, right? And Rahm putts it way past it and then misses the birdie putt coming back. And that sort of felt like it for me, because that's a hole, and I think this is 15, after the short par 4, the drivable par 4 on 14, where you're like, this could be, I mean, they're tied. To me, I think if you're John Rahm, you're going to look back at that tournament and say, it was lost on a couple of putts that probably should have went in, but he kind of melted down, Brian. I mean, through 15 holes, it looked like John Rahm was, I don't know, could have made this a far more exciting and maybe thrilling finish, but he lost it with his putter, again, the double that he posts and whatever. To me, that is kind of irrelevant. It was the missed putts while it was still a one stroke, or at the time, a tied match going into the toughest part of the course.
Yeah, I agree. That 15 spot, and they were essentially, Scheffler and Rahm were both in the same spot, right? Down at the edge of the green there on the bottom by the fringe. So that was a swing there that obviously went in Scheffler's favor. Rahm putted it and it went way past the hole. I mean, it's such a tough setup. You've got to go uphill and you've got to go through the fringe, but at the same time, then you have downhill coming the other way, and that putt just ran out and ran out and ran out. And then for Scheffler to be able to get up and down from there, yeah, that was a key spot for sure. I think if there was going to be any sort of a comeback, or at least a thought that he could go into those final three holes feeling like he was still in it, he had to get up and down there and didn't.
Next major on the calendar, Brian, is the U.S. Open, Oakmont.
That's correct. Yep, that is in Pittsburgh, so drivable for people that want to go to an event. And Dustin Johnson won it the last time it was there.
I would not pick him this time.
I wouldn't either. Yeah.
Yeah. Known for being as hard of any course in the country, maybe in the world. Super long. I already saw a par 3 that's going to be 289.
Get out. A par 3 that's 289.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it makes sense that a lot of these guys, can hit it that far with what, like a hybrid or a 6-iron?
I mean, the hole that's 289, there's plenty of run-up area and stuff like that. I don't know if I love it that much. I know we've had this conversation before. The best par 3s in the world, when we talk about them, whatever one comes to mind first, it's probably
the ocean hole,
170 or less, 160 or less, right?
Yep.
It's Pebble Beach 7, it's Augusta 12, maybe it's Augusta 16, it's Sawgrass 17, it's the postage stamp even over at Royal Troon, and they're all short. Yep. And I just think, I don't know, I'm not excited about a 289 par 3 where guys are hitting 3-wood and then, chipping and then trying to maybe, whatever. I mean, that's just what the U.S. Open is. They want it to be par feels like birdie. So I guess, you have to just adjust your excitement level and understand that, hey, par is something that you should be excited about. And if you're in person, you clap really hard for, unlike kind of, the reverse where we're always getting excited to see a birdie attempt.
Brian, what's going on with Tee to Green this week?
So we're actually really excited. We're going to a course we've never been to in our 20 years of going around doing courses. We're going to Willowbrook Golf Club in Lockport. So we'll be there from 7 to 8 on Saturday morning.
All right. The 27 holes up there? I think I've been there a long time ago.
Yeah, they've got 3 9s, a north, a south, and a west. Yep, and they're all different. Yeah, the south's super tight. The west is kind of more wide open. And the north is a newer 9 that they added on. And I like it. Yeah, it's got a nice variety of holes up there.
Very good. Thanks, Brian.
Okay, guys, thanks. Have a good week.
Brian Koziel, Tee to Green. And, of course, Sabres intermission and post-game host as well. Speaking of golf, we have your ticket to 8 amazing golf experiences, the WGR VIP golf card. For one low price of $129, you can unlock a season of golfing adventures, including Diamond Hawk, Shamrock Hills, Attica's 10th Hole, Bobolink, and Golf Dojo. Your WGR VIP golf card also hooks you up with a free box of premium Vero X1 golf balls from Encore Golf. and score deals from Rick Surratt Golf Warehouse on Transit in Bowmansville. Portion of the proceeds benefit PGA Hope. And get all the details and purchase your WGR VIP golf cart today at getmyperks.com. Here's my suggestion for you now. That hour at Golf Dojo, I don't think Oakmont is on the track that I've seen, but Port Rush is, where they play the Open Championship, and Quail Hollow was. One of the things, we've talked about this before, Nate, where for the golf fans out there, if you walk a course, maybe you did this with Oak Hill, you walk a course, you go see it, the next day when you go home and watch it on television, it's almost like you get another level of HD. You can understand what the course looks like better than you can just if you've seen it on TV. And I'll add that with the simulator. You can play Quail Hollow on the simulator. Go to the dojo here's got a gift card in here for the dojo as part of the WGR VIP golf card. Go to the dojo and play Quail Hollow or play Port Rush. Play a course that they're going to go to, and you'll get a better understanding and kind of context for what that course is when you're actually watching them play.
And it's, to me, I always enjoy golf when I kind of know what's coming up. Hey, they're getting to four. It's like, obviously, I feel like most golf fans can do this with Augusta because you just have watched. It's the only major that it's at the same course every year. But, you know, like I kind of knew what was coming at Quail Hollow because I played it 100 times on the simulator.
Yep.
And I think it's cool. Like getting up to 18 and being like, you know, that's right where I was hitting it from, you know, on my second shot, even though they're playing like 90 yards behind it. But, yeah, no, it's cool to go play these courses. And Quail Hollow is as much as – there was a lot of kind of trash talk about that course going into last week.
Yeah.
I think it ended up being pretty unwarranted.
Yeah.
Especially because, like, Rory was kind of, like, talking trash about it.
Yeah.
And then he shot, like, plus three.
Yeah.
So.
It was weird talking trash as much as the players did. Scottie Scheffler wins. On to Oakmont. 803-0550, our phone number. When we return, I want to dig into the NFL rules proposals. There's going to be NFL owners meetings this week and a couple of different proposals on the table that could change the league. The playoff structure is the bigger one maybe than the tush push. People get tired of the tush push, but the playoff structure one is a big one. So we'll dig into that as we go. Paul Hamilton, 7:30 on the Rochester-Laval series, which is one game apiece as they see if the Amherst can keep pushing forward in their playoff run. Next up, of course, game three against Laval. Jeremy and Joe, Nate in for Joe here on WGR.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.